I mean, let's be honest. I'm not going to run a 100-meter dash in 10 seconds to qualify for the Olympics. Like, that's just not going to happen. Episode 262 of the Diz Runs With podcast is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip: enough with the limits already. Hey guys, real quick before we get started today, just want to remind you, if you've got a race coming up in the not too distant future, something this fall that you're training for, and you need a little help, you want a little help, a little support, a little guidance, a little coaching, all of the above can be found as part of the Coterie, which is the hybrid training group that I have. If you want to check out some more information on that, head over to dizruns.com/coterie. That's Coterie. And if you have any questions, just let me know and I'll be happy to answer them and allow you to make the choice that's best for you. So today I want to talk a little bit about limits. And I don't know about you, but I know that I have definitely in the past set some limits on myself, set some arbitrary limits on things that I maybe thought were not possible for myself. You know, the big one, the one I'm talking about in the blog post that goes with today's show, which you can find over at dizruns.com/262, is Boston. You know, I've said, you know, I mean, every time we talk about Boston, I talk about how, you know, I have this goal of qualifying for the Boston Marathon, and I, you know, fully anticipate doing it. I don't have any questions about that. But I've also always been quick to say that, you know, I probably can't run fast enough to do it now. So I need to get, you know, 20 years older and 35 or 40 minutes faster, and then I'll be able to qualify. Basically, I've been setting the limit on myself that I can't qualify until I get to a certain point, and the time goal that I need to qualify becomes, you know, whatever it ends up being, 330, 335, 340, you know, somewhere in there is what I've deemed because the quote possible, and anything under that is something that I've deemed is not possible. And I think that's something we all do, and I think it's something that's detrimental to all of us. You know, I don't know how many quotes there are out there about, you know, pushing past your limits, and you know, the only limits that you set, or the only limits that you truly have, are the ones that you impose upon yourself. And I think that's true, but I do think that we need to be careful between, you know, setting arbitrary limits that hamper our performance, and realizing that some things truly are impossible. You know, I'm never going to be an Olympic sprinter. Like, that ship has long ago sailed. Probably I was never even had a chance because of genetics and things like that. But I mean, let's be honest. I'm not going to run a 100-meter dash in 10 seconds to qualify for the Olympics. Like, that's just not going to happen. I can train my butt off, and I might be able to get down to run it in 12 seconds or 13 seconds or 17 seconds or whatever it is, which would be much faster than what I'm capable probably of running it right now. But I'm never going to qualify for the Olympics. So that's the type of thing that is impossible. But the things that I see all the time, and you know, that I've been guilty of as well, are setting the kind of arbitrary limits that kind of box us in and prevent us from really reaching our true potential. So, you know, people have said, and you know, I may have been guilty of saying some of these things as well, that, you know, I could never run a marathon. I could never run an ultra. Maybe I could never run a 5K without stopping to walk or to catch my breath. Many of us have said those types of things. And yet those things are 100% possible. People do them every day. But most people didn't start doing that. You know, most people didn't start running, you know, there's their first race being an ultra marathon. I'm sure somebody has, but most people didn't. Most people didn't even run a 5K without stopping to walk a few times. I know I didn't, you know. It's something that takes some work. It's something that you push towards. So I think that the moral of today's story, what I really want to impress upon you, and this might be a real short and sweet quick tip today, and that's okay, is that, you know, we need to stop impressing limits upon ourselves, stop saying that I could never do something, and start recognizing that maybe right now I can't, but that doesn't mean I never will be able to. And that does, you know, I think it's healthy to recognize what our limits are. Like right now, today, I cannot go out and run a 305 to qualify for Boston. But what I don't want to do is give myself a limit and say, you know, my next race for my goal, or, you know, my next marathon, my goal is to run, you know, say 345. Now, do I think I'm capable of running 3:45? Yes. Have I done it before? No. But I feel like I'm in better shape now than I ever have been. So, you know, honestly, I think that that's possible. But if I made that my limit, you know, the next race, man, if I could run a 3:45, like that would be fantastic. Maybe I'm capable of running faster than 3:45. But if I make that the target, if I kind of set that as the limit for what's achievable right now, I would never know if I could go faster, because mentally there's a pretty good chance I might shut down. I might put it into cruise control, if you will, or succumb to the pain of, you know, the last little bit of a marathon and just be like, you know what, I'm on pace. Let me just hold the pace instead of trying to push it and maybe ending up with a 3:40 or a 3:37 or, you know, whatever it might be. So I think that the strategy that I'm going to take, and what I would encourage you to take, is to be honest, know where you are, know what is within the realm of possibility, and then don't limit that. Give yourself, you know, kind of run with the goal of, I'm going to do the best I can. I'm going to push myself. I'm going to dig deep, whatever it might be, and just let the chips fall where they may. You know, it doesn't matter what, you know, trying to hit some arbitrary goal, like, yes, you know, great success, you know, congratulations. But at the end of the day, like, that's not the ultimate level. That's not the ultimate ceiling, you know, for me, for you, for whatever. So just keep striving to improve. Keep striving to push the limits of what you're currently possible, you know, what's currently possible for you. Right now, again, for me, according to my track record, my current level is about 4-hour marathon. I think I'm better than that. I think I'm faster than that. I think I've trained harder than that. So I need to go out there and just see what's possible. Push to get under that time limit, you know, that I've kind of been bumping up against now for a little while. Push to get under it, and then all of a sudden I'll have a new kind of area that I'm in, a new limit that I'm in, and I'll keep pushing that boundary. Keep pushing the boundaries of your limits, guys. You know, whether it's running, whether it's other, you know, whether it's time with family, whether it's work related, whether it's whatever it is, you know, we all have these limits that we place on ourselves and on our time. And at some point, I mean, we do have actual limits, but, I think most of us, or at least I know myself, and I don't know, maybe I'm speaking to some of you at least, have set some limits on what you think you're capable of, and you're really capable of much more. So, you know, stop setting those limits. Keep pushing, keep going for more, keep trying to improve. And, you never know where your possibilities, you know, what might be possible, what you're truly capable of. And that's the only way to find out what you're capable of, is to just keep pushing. So, with that, let's wrap up today's episode. Like I said, short and sweet. It's been a while since we had a quick tip under 10 minutes, but we're going to make it today. So, hope you have a great rest of the day, guys. Don't forget to check out the Coterie if you're interested, dizruns.com/coterie. And, let me know what questions you have, and, I'll be happy to address them. So if you listen to this on Friday, I hope you have a great rest of your weekend, or a great weekend. If not, have a great rest of the day, whatever day it is you listen to this, and look forward to talking to you again real soon. See ya.